time for Brian Price's Comments. Brought to you in part by Cincinnati USA Regional Tourism Network. For endless things to do all year long, stay close to CincinnatiUSA.com. This is News Radio 700 WLW, the home of the Reds.
Final game of this three-game series here at Miller Park also marks the final game of the season series between these two ball clubs, and it comes up on this late Thursday afternoon. Brian, what a way to break the seven-game losing streak last night. Great job by Homer Bailey, and it's good on a number of levels for him, for the team, and certainly going forward into next year.
Yeah, you're right, Jim. I think the one thing that you want to satisfy in the second half of the season since Homer's been activated is, number one, is that he was healthy and able to handle the workload, and number two, that by the end of the year he was throwing the ball a lot more like the Homer Bailey we know than the Homer Bailey that came off the DL and pitched those first several starts early in the summer. And he's done that. He's looked a lot better. He's much sharper with his fastball command. He's thrown three pitches for quality strikes. And to go out there and throw 115-plus pitches in a seven-inning outing against a team that's in the playoff hunt with a lot of credible hitters in their lineup was an impressive way to finish a challenging season.
Interesting you mentioned the 115, 117 pitches that he threw, because he has talked a lot lately about not being able to find that second gear like he used to have. He found it apparently last night, and you guys let him find it by going out there and continuing in that last inning.
Right, and I think in large part, I mean, a 6-0 game affords us the opportunity to have a relief pitcher ready. We had Michael Lorenzen throwing easy when Homer went out in the seventh, just in case something happened or he hit the wall, and we didn't need him. You know, Homer finished the inning and did a terrific job and led us to those last two innings of bullpen relief. I think it's a great way to finish the season because we don't expect now, because Homer's had the arm challenges and the multiple surgeries, that he can't return to form. And we want to be able to expect and count on 200 innings and consistently pitching in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings as much as possible. And I think we're all optimistic that that can happen, but being able to see it with our own eyes during his last start of the season against a good ball club, I think gives us all a certain sense of or peace of mind going into next season.
More with Brian Price right after this. Brian, yesterday in the game, Zach Cozart came out early. Is he okay?
Yeah, he had a little. I don't want to say it's a recurrence, but I guess into a certain way it is of the quad strain. It was just it got a little bit sore. It's not something that we think would cost him the last four games of the season. He's certainly not in the lineup today, but it sounds like, I know he wants to play badly, like there's a chance that he will certainly play at some point in time in the Cubs series, unless for some reason he has things get worse, and we don't anticipate that happening. So I think you will certainly see him in the Cubs series.
Speaking of the Cubs, with them having wrapped up the division title, will we see a little different look to your lineup the last 3 days?
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can come to expect that. You know, the thing is, I really appreciate and want to honor the hard work of the guys that have been playing on this club start to finish. And we got some guys that are getting close to some milestones in RBI or home runs and, certain statistical things. And that isn't the priority, but I have to pay homage to these guys that have been breaking their tail for us all year. And in the same respect, you know, I want to see Irvin and Winker. I'd like Vincy to get another start or see Wallach behind the plate or Turner. But the most probability is that you'll see a wider range of bullpen arms coming out and some of the guys, the bench players, getting some at least a start.
On this Thursday afternoon from Milwaukee, final game of the series between these two ball clubs, and it all comes up next on the Reds Radio Network.